continuation of the previous one. Yeah, so in that way, about the Krishna's pastimes, so in that way, as we said before, contrary to the Buddhists and the impersonalists, we don't need to try and, I would say artificially, see this world as non-existent or complete illusion and just something to be rejected. Actually, it is said that a Vaishnava, a devotee of God, a bhakti yogi, sees this world as real because of seeing this world as God. This is also God's presence here as the Purusha and all that, in every atom, as we say, in every heart, Virata. And when you see that, then you see the reality of it. And when you see that these are, that God is performing pastimes here as well, then all of a sudden this world gets a meaning and a purpose. So it's not so much about this world, that world, real or unreal. It's about our understanding of the world we are in, if it's a real understanding or not. And it is when we see that it's actually the presence of God.